At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back. It's hour three of In This League on the Sports Grid. You guys know what that means. I'm joined by my friend out, Casey Bubba, at BDMTrick on the Twitter. Bubba, how's your week going?
It's going well. Going very well. Like I say, like every week, now it's baseball season, so we're busy, Bogman. We're doing a lot of stuff. Yes. And things, so it's just one thing after another. We get to talk every night, and baseball's going. The Giants are winning right now. They're leading the NL West, so I have to enjoy it while I can.
I saw a meme today that said, and we're recording this a little bit earlier than normal, even because the draft is happening this weekend. So we won't have any draft results to talk to you about. Just like
you will hear enough of them by the time you listen to the show.
Oh, yeah. Hour one and two, we also didn't have any draft results. But we will talk a little bit about the goofiness that has happened in past drafts. I think that's a good subject to go over with Bubba here. But, a lot of baseball going on right now. But the meme I saw was it said, it was the Homer meme where he looks skinny and he's got his hands on his hips, but he's got all the fat pulled back and it's held together by like chip clips. And it says 15-9 record on the front, and on the back it said 7 blown saves by the opposition. So I thought that was pretty funny. I mean, look, but you take those 7 wins away, you're still over 500.
Yeah, and a win's a win. I don't care how you got it. A win's a win. Just give it to
me. I guess you're one game under 500 if I'm not dumb in doing math, but I am dumb in doing math. So, but I mean, you take the wins where you can get them, right? No one's going to look back. If you make the playoffs by a game, no one's going to be like, well, they won 9 blown save games. Can you believe that? Well, yeah, that's how you win games, is by getting to the bullpen. So, Giants, you gotta be proud of them right now.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty pumped on it. There's a tough loss to the Rockies on Tuesday. That was a rough one. But overall, I'm pretty pumped on how things are going, for sure.
God, we were recording Lion Star during that, too, our DFS show. And Bubba was trying to remain professional the whole time. I could see him kind of looking at the TV, while it was happening. But, that's been rough. I mean, I've had a couple of those, too, where I'm watching something and I'm trying to also...
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, It's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Pay attention. And I'm like, oh, no. They just hit a home run. And Welsh is like, come on, man. We're trying to record something. You know, and I'm like, I can't contain myself. I just can't do it. But we're going to be right back after this, talking some more baseball and in this league on the Sports Grid. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Welcome back, everybody. In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. We're also on the Mighty 1090 in San Diego. And we are excited to be here. We're going to talk some baseball here, but my friendo Bubba is with us at BDentric. Bubba, why don't you go ahead and tell everybody where they can find all of your amazing work on the interwebs?
Yeah, just follow me on Twitter at BDentric. Get all the goodies there. But like you mentioned, we do the Line Star DFS show Monday through Friday, doing all that good stuff. I do another DFS show. I do a golf DFS show, Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast. I have the Bench with Bubba podcast, written content at rotoballer.com and Fantasy Degens. I think that's it for now, but there's always something going on. So, yeah, just follow me on Twitter. You'll get all that, and you'll get the dong reports from the night and all kinds of good stuff. So, yeah, that's me.
Yeah, what's a night without a good dong report? Everybody
that's
knows
what I
that.
Said. Like, who doesn't want some dong detectors going off? It's crazy.
So we pulled up an article here. Lots of baseball going on. And let me just ask you before we get into this, your just overarching opinion on trading early in the season, because the Welsh and I got a question on the most recent ITL Fantasy Baseball podcast. We had Vlad Sedler on with us, and it was asking specifically about trading players in a rebuild right now. And the Welsh and I have kind of different responses to this. He wanted to trade the guys, all players on his team, kind of as quickly as possible to get your deal. And then, you know, look, a tank is a tank, it, you know, whether it's in the NBA, whether it's in football, baseball, wherever, a tank is a tank. You want to be as bad as you can to get that high draft pick. That's the strategy if you're in a rebuild. So I understand that logic. What I said was, if anyone is performing well early in the season, you deal them as quickly as you can. But if you have good players that are going to drag you in a ton, regardless of when you trade them or if they're going through a slump, if you have Bryce Harper, you have Fernando Tatis Jr., you have like one or two really good players on this roster and the rest is crap, I say hold those guys to the trade deadline, because the guys that are the managers, owners, whatever you want to call them, that are in position to move forward throughout the playoffs and win, maybe this is the piece that puts them over, you can probably squeeze just a little bit more out of them. So what's your take on that? Do you like to wait till the end, or is that too dicey for you? You like to trade them when they perform, even if they're good players? Where's your head at as far as a rebuild strategy goes in a dynasty or keeper league?
If you're rebuilding, for me, it's like, it's pretty much what you said. Like, there's a certain group of players that if they come out smoking hot, you trade them for whatever you can get right out the gate. But your main players that you're either going to try to rebuild with, or you know can bring in a haul whenever, like you said, you save that. It's just like it's like real baseball. You know, you get towards the trade deadline, and whoever's contending, that price tag just got higher because they need those players so badly. So you play the game. Like, in reality, you're going to trade them regardless. And at the same time, like you said, like a Bryce Harper or something, there's a great chance you'll be able to trade them. For some reason, if you can't trade them, you're going to still use them next year and be just fine with them. So it's not the end of the world. It's not like you're having some flash in the pan guy that you're trying to get rid of at the moment they finally start hitting. So I'm good with going early. I'm horrible at trading. I've acknowledged that, because it's so hard for me to feel like someone's not getting screwed in the deal. But if you're going to do it, I'd say attack early with the unproven commodities, and those proven commodities, make sure they pay through the teeth for them when they need them the most.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, you, the listener, are going to know your league way better than anybody else. So the questions that we can't really answer when you guys ask are things like, I have player X. What type of player should I get back for if I trade them? Look, we know what idea we would want, but you may not get anything close to that, or someone could absolutely overpay. So instead of what I always say in those scenarios is, instead of asking us, what should I expect back? Float the player out in your league, get some offers, get one or two offers, and then come back and say, hey, this is what I'm being offered for this player. Is this close? Because I feel like it isn't.
Make them bid against each other.
Right, right. And you make them bid against each other. That's, you know, whenever you're willing to trade someone, you don't just say, hey, you know, hey, Joe, can I trade this guy with you? Blah, blah, blah. And, you know, if it's small trade, if it's a piece for piece, okay, fine, great. That's what you worked out. But if it's something even just a little bit bigger than that, you know, you want to float the guy to the entire league to get multiple offers to see what you're, what the best possible scenario for you is, you know? So, and that stands for off-season things in any type of a league too. So, you know, I just like trading can be really difficult. And sometimes, you know, the strategy that I laid out where, you know, you have multiple people bidding, if your league is just not that active, you know what I mean? If you don't have that many, guys that are great, you more need to do the Welsh's strategy where it's, if this guy is hot, now you float him because people will actually have interest in him, you know.
Well, there's that, like, depending on the size of your league, the waiver wires are so empty, so anybody with a pulse that's actually doing something all of a sudden creates value. Like you said, each league's so different, and you'll see a lot of trades, like the rebuilding team takes like three draft picks and this one guy where, and he gives up two just absolute studs, so it looks so weird. But you have to be like, okay, well, this is how my league looks. Like, just dynasties are so tricky. Like, I love the idea of them. I love doing them. At the same time, there's so many. I'm just like, why am I in this league? Because it's just, it's so frustrating. Because it's like, if certain people want to do this, like the different strategies involved in the same league can make it so complicated. To, like, you could be rebuilding for 6 years if it's the wrong type of league. It's a weird, weird system.
Yeah, yeah, that's very true. So, you know, that's why I try to. You know, I've been asked to do a bunch of different leagues, and I say I'm always trying to scale back. I've got, I think, three dynasty leagues that I do. So those are my dynasty leagues, and that's it. The rest are all redraft. So I'm trying to. I feel like I reined it in this year, and I'm still in double digits. You know,
well, just wait. You're going to be in NFBC country pretty soon.
Yes,
and that's just going to really change things for you. You're going to have DFS and NFBC and legal sports betting. Like, things are going to go through the teeth for you.
Yeah, but you know what? I would have had that if I was staying anyway.
True.
So I don't know. Whatever. We'll figure it out. But anyway, there's an article up on Fantasy Pros, and I love to go to Fantasy Pros just to check out these articles, because this one, like a lot of them, is kind of a, it's a compilation, if you will. Everyone knows I love compilations, Bubba. So
it 90s is slow jam compilations were your jam, I bet.
Right, right, exactly. Yeah, nothing else inappropriate. But yeah, this is, you know, a bunch of different people that wrote an article about who they think to sell high is. And let's just start out with a number one here. And I mean, I think this is the most obvious. Who is your top hitter to sell at this point? And the first answer from Carmen Mayorano is at Carm's Clubhouse on the Twitter. Is Yermin Mercedes. And I mean, I think that's probably one of the most obvious ones out there, right?
100%. Carmen's a good guy. I've had him on bench with Bubba, newer analyst in the game. He, Yermin Mercedes is a phenomenal one. It's a kind of a dynasty example when a guy gets hot, kind of out of, wouldn't say out of nowhere. He was a prospect. It was out of nowhere. You sell as quick as you can. Like, you make sure you get something big back for him. So, Mercedes is a great one. Like, he's still kind of hitting, but eventually that other shoe feels like it's going to drop with him. So I'm 100% on board with that one.
And we have these guys year in and year out. And I'm not sitting here telling you that Yermin Mercedes cannot be a good hitter for the rest of his career or the rest of this year. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that every year we get a guy that is super hot for that first month. And even if this is a breakout year for him, that first month was still his best month. I mean, you know, forgive me if I'm mistaken, but I highly doubt that in an
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Another month, the dude's going to hit 400.
Well, and right now he could really repair something you need desperately on your roster you can't find somewhere else. Like, those are the things you just attack with.
Right, exactly. So, and he doesn't have a position, you know, I mean, there's a lot that goes with just Yermin. So he's a great player, and he's absolutely on fire right now. And there's a Tatis homer that I picked for. Oh, my Lord. That was a great catch. I'm sorry. Watching a game as we go. Here we go. But we'll be right back after this. It's In This League on the Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In This League.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
Welcome back, everybody, In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. Follow me on the Twitter at Bogman Sports, joined by Casey Bubba at BDentric. And, you know, the live stuff happening when it happens. This may not be live, but there was the Diamondbacks are playing the Padres. They're getting crushed right now. It's 10-3 in this game as we're watching it. But Josh Rojas just made a, you know, Sports Center top 10 highlight and all that stuff. So it was. It was a great play. I'm sure you guys have already seen it. But I tell you what, you know what's funny about that is me saying SportsCenter was I was driving the other day. I'm listening to the local radio, Bubba, and that did you see Cole Calhoun went to make a catch in Atlanta and the kid was sitting in the seat and stole it from him.
And then he dabbed him up.
Dabbed him up. Yeah, so that was pretty cool. I guess Cole Calhoun went over to him. The kid was probably, I don't know, 16, somewhere in that neighborhood. And Cole went over to him, you know, in between innings, and he said, "Hey, you're going to be on SportsCenter tonight." And he said, "Yeah, I'm already trending on TikTok." And they were talking about the difference in the generations, you know what I mean? Like, and I was thinking, oh my God, I guess, yeah, you know, 15, 16 year old high school kids, they're not growing up with, like, you know, getting home and watching the highlights on SportsCenter because you could see it all on Twitter and TikTok and Instagram and everything before you even get home, which is nuts, you know?
Yeah. I gave my friend a hard time because, like, pretty much now it's either MLB Network, NFL Network. Like, I rarely watch ESPN unless it's a game for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's like, "Oh, yeah, every night I watch a SportsCenter before I go to bed." And I'm like, "We did that in college. That was a long time ago." Grow the F up is what I told him.
Grow up because he watches SportsCenter. Well,
because we always call him, like, the old man. We've called him Grandpa Joe forever because he's just always that guy. And it's like, you're just, like, proving our point right now.
Does he have any other social media? Does he do any of it? I mean,
he has it, but I've never seen him on it. Like, he's got an account and he's never been on it.
I mean, the only one that I just can't do is TikTok. Like,
no, I won't do that. It took me forever to do Instagram, and now I'm already, like, I'm enjoying it, but I already know there's a wormhole I could go down that I don't need to. So
Instagram is so much better than Twitter. I mean, I don't do Facebook. Like, Facebook is too polarizing for me. You know, I just, like, 95% of the time I'm trying to get away from that controversial nonsense. So there's just no, but Twitter, I follow so many people, and if I see a bunch of controversial nonsense, either side, I'll just mute. I don't want to hear it. You know what I mean? So
I wonder Bogman doesn't respond to me on Twitter.
Right. Makes sense. Yeah, you probably said something one time and I muted you. That's all it takes. So, no, obviously I don't have you muted, but no, I'm not great at social media anyway, but Instagram is great because you don't really leave. There's not a lot of room for debate. You know, it's a picture or a video and that's that. Same thing with TikTok, I guess. You know, I'm not on TikTok, but I feel like to me, TikTok is like Instagram is like HBO and TikTok is like Disney Plus. You know what I mean?
It's for Showtime. I didn't know where you're going with that.
It's for a younger. No, it's not like the knockoff brand or anything. Yeah. It's just for a younger audience. You know,
it's Vine on steroids.
Right, right. There's still stuff I'd want to see on TikTok, but
you
for the
should
most
get a TikTok.
Part,
you and your cats doing fantasy analysis.
But I mean, have you one. I've never used it though.
I'm saying like you and your cats doing fantasy analysis. That's like a whole genre that's unopened right now.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
I have a name for it, but I probably can't say it on the radio. So like we can say that for later. It starts with a P. So.
Yeah, I know exactly what it is, I think. I'm going to put it in the private chat. And is that it?
Bingo.
Yeah, I mean.
It works. It's trendy. It'll work. It flows right off the tongue, literally.
Anyway, let's talk about some other players that this Fantasy Pros article wants to sell high here before we get kicked off the radio. And Joey Wendell is on this list from Corbin Young, Tyler Naquin from Mario Mergola, and then Justin Turner from Austin Lowell. I mean, I just don't know you're going to get anything significant back for any of those three guys.
No. Wendell, I love Wendell. Like in deep leagues, I was drafting him this year because of the position eligibility. He's playing out of his teeth, but I don't think anybody believes it's going to continue. So you're not going to get much there. Like I like the guy. He's slow and steady. He's not going to crush you really in any category, but at the level he's at now, I don't see continuing. And then Taylor Naquin, like literally once they become healthy, like Shogo comes back and some others, where's he playing? Like he's already kind of lost playing time as it is when Winker came back for good reasons. So eventually Tyler Naquin's going to be just a fourth outfielder, maybe a fifth outfielder. So that gets tricky. And then Justin Turner is Justin Turner. Like I love Justin Turner, but he's an old guy that's going to get hurt once or twice. And like it took forever for him to sign with the major league team. Why would you trade him in fantasy to tell you the truth? But like, they're all good producers, but we know what they are. And if this is as good as like, you got to think the regression is coming the wrong way here.
Right. Right. I mean, you know, what type of a league are you going to trade for Naquin in, I guess, an NL only league.
Yeah, NL only is not the only thing.
Or a 20 man dynasty league or something. Like it has to be either unbelievably deep or NL only, which is inherently unbelievably deep, even if you have only 10 teams. So, I mean, I have a 16 man NL only. It's funny, we do an ALNO, we call it the ITL Masters League because these leagues are so hard to win. And we've done it for, I think this is our fourth year. I haven't won one yet. But I think this week, the last time I looked, I was up 10 zip in AL and down 9 zip in NL. So just, you know, damned if you do, damned if you don't kind of a thing. But yeah,
I bet if you played Roto, you'd win more.
Yeah, I probably would. But that would also make me a giant crybaby. And I don't want to be a giant crybaby. I'm a big boy. So
yes. I'm a big crybaby. I admit it.
The last hitter on the list, and this one is probably, you know, this is the best one, I think.
It's Byron Buxton.
Yeah, Lucas Babbitt's Finerman at WS on first. He says Byron Buxton, I completely agree with this one. Not because Byron Buxton, look, he may be breaking out with the bat this year, and I'm not gonna say yes or no on that. It's April still as we're recording this, May 1st as you're listening to this. So, you know, a season is not made or lost in a month ever. But what I will say is that Byron Buxton gets hurt. He has been fragile in his Major League Baseball career, and I'm not going to be the guy that trusts him to stay healthy the whole year, even if the bat is broken out. So if you can get, you know, a top 3 or 4 round player for this guy right now, because I think he ranks like 5 in standard 5x5. He's a top 10 player for sure. I think I would pull the trigger on that because I don't trust him to stay healthy and he's never hit like this before. So what do you think, Bub?
He's already been hurt once this year already.
Right.
So yeah, you got that going for you. And it stinks because I love Byron Buxton. It sounds like you pretty much do as well. Like he's fun to watch, But you got to see this coming. Last year, I think he stole 12 or he hit 12 home runs or 13 home runs and stole like one base. I call him, it's Willie Mays Hayes from season two of Major League. Like, he shows up and he just wants to hit bombs. That's all he wants to do. And when he used to draft him as for steals, I don't see the steals happening, especially I believe it was already a groin or hamstring injury to begin with. So he's going to start to see that he bulked up. Like, all the reports and the beat reporters said this. I've heard people call him Byron the Boomstick Buxton to go with Nelson Boomstick. So, like, it's the Boomstick Brothers is what they're going by. He's going for power. He might steal you 10 bags, which is great, but he's going to get hurt. And if he's going for power, there's going to be some slumps too. So I have no problem selling him, which stinks because I really love Byron Buxton. But, yeah, I'm good with that.
I wonder if the age difference was bigger between Ken Griffey Sr. and Ken Griffey Jr. when they played on the same team, or Nelson Cruz and Byron Buxton. I got to think the Griffeys were a little bit more, but I bet it's close. You know? Yeah,
I'd say Griffey's just because Jr. was only like, 20? Or he was out of high school when he came in. He's like 19 when he made his debut. So
right.
He's probably like 21 or 22 when he played with his dad.
Yeah, and Buxton is, I think the age difference here is going to only be like 15 years, by the way. So,
which is still crazy if you really think about it. Like,
actually, it's less than Nelson, that. It's 12 like, years. So,
12 years. Well, it's crazy. Like, Nelson Cruz was graduating high school and Buxton was in like first grade.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, like, I mean, it's crazy now that, you know, some of these guys that are coming in the NFL weren't even born when Tom Brady made his NFL debut. So,
I remember when I saw LeBron's debut in Sacramento. And I thought he was born when I was like in high school.
Yeah.
Like, that really sunk in, like, ugh.
Yeah. Good anymore. Thanks for taking me down that road, bub. Appreciate that.
We're basically the same age. So, yeah.
I know. The the pitchers on this list here, and these are all the same guys picking pitchers as well. Eovaldi, Rodon, Boyd, Duffy, and Burns. Is there a guy on this list that you won't trade?
I don't think I'm trading Corbin Burns. Like, I understand why people are, but the dude is elite. Like, the talent is not a joke. Like, is he this good? Probably not. But is he like a low twos, high one ERA good? Potentially. It's the innings thing, which is the biggest concern with him. The rest of the guys, 100%. If you can get a deal for Duffy, Boyd, Rodon, or Eovaldi, sign me up right now. But Burns, I'm holding Burns. I think he's. I don't know what return he could possibly give me that'll be better than Burns.
Right, and I don't think you're going to get anything for the rest of those guys outside of Rodon. So I think that you trade him because he has pedigree, right? And it looks like he's fully recovered from this injury and is playing a lot better, obviously. No, and everything. He's been great. But, yeah, I don't – I think Burns – I mean, maybe you're going to get someone in the neighborhood of Burns, but what is that guy going to do? They're probably going to be playing at the same level of Burns. I'm with you. I think this is the true breakout for him. So pitchers are also tougher to trade for in general, especially because they haven't had enough starts to really – you know, about 10 starts, you know, you want to wait about 2 months to kind of figure out what you have. And at that point, they might be hurt. But when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the goofiest moments in NFL draft history. So you guys can enjoy some draft coverage with us, even though we don't have the results here with us. But stick with us. We'll be right back after this in this league on the Sports Grid.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
2 ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playmcd.com for full details and amoe.playmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
You are too easy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back. It's In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. Follow me on the Twitter at Bogman Sports. Here with Casey Bubba at BD Entrick. If you guys would, please check out the Patreon for In This League, patreon.com/ITL Army, where we have all kinds of stuff for you. You help support In This League as a whole. But we got perks. We've got secret shows. We've got, I have a wild one from when I got my first vaccine, by the way. So can't believe what the guy who gave me the vaccine said to me. So, you know, I don't know how this all, this weird stuff always happens to me, Bubba.
Because you're special like that.
I guess. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm friendly and I talk to people when I'm out. I don't know. Not all the time, but sometimes I do, you know, I was stunned. So you guys will have to see the, you know, be on Patreon to hear that story because it is not appropriate for anywhere else. So
I've heard the story. You're going to want to subscribe just for that because it is like jaw dropping. Just what just happened.
Yeah. Right, right. It's one of those where you're just looking and you're like, what's the Doc Rivers meme where you're like, okay, I guess. Right. So, but anyway, we got secret shows with that story in them. We've got rankings. I'm going to have Dynasty Fantasy Football rankings, probably the Monday after the NFL draft. That is going to be my weekend project. So it's going to be a lot of work, but, and I have to wake up at 8 a.m. today as you're listening to this on Saturday, because the draft starts at 9 Pacific on Saturday. So, but I got guests coming on, so that'll wake me up, you know, but, not an early riser, this guy right here, but please check it out if you would. And also, if you are a fan of IDP stuff and you've listened to the Individual Defensive Podcast with myself and Gary Davenport, we are switching over platforms. We are no longer with Fantrax. We're going to just be on the In This League feed. So it's a new feed. So just check it out if you play IDP and you're interested in listening to that, as we have a pre-draft show up already. But next week we will have a post-draft show to go over the class and see how it affected everybody. So lots of fun going on over at In This League. So check it out if you would. Now, Bubba, I'll just ask you off the cuff, you know, I don't know how long you have watched the NFL draft, how into it you are, you know, over the course of your life. You're a Dolphins fan. The Dolphins have picked pretty early in a bunch of drafts over the recent years, but there was a while that where they were like my Steelers and they always pick, you know, 20 or later for the most part. So it's kind of an arduous all day process waiting, you know, to get picks and stuff like that. But what's your favorite Dolphins moment from the draft? Do you have one?
Yeah, there's one I remember every single year because I've had friends remind me of it for a long time now. And this is when the draft was round one, was Saturday morning, and it started first thing Saturday morning. So this was before I knew you, but I was in college and I had friends that go to ASU. So we three of us flew out. The Giants were in town for the weekend. So we went to the game Friday, had a lot of fun that night, woke up on the floor because that's where we slept, not because that's where I passed out. I was sleeping on the floor. And we turned the draft on because we had like the eighth or ninth pick. I can't remember what it was. And it might have been like the 12th pick, but I was like, okay, sweet. We're going to get Patrick Willis. He's still there. The Niners are right behind us. And I'm sitting there, and they took Ted Ginn Jr. out of Ohio State instead of Patrick Willis. I went straight to drinking at about 9:30 in the morning on Saturday morning. And the reason I hear about it all the time is obviously because my friends are Niners fans. So I hear about that.
Yeah.
And then when Ted Ginn Jr. went to the Niners and actually was a decent punt returner and like productive player for them, never was for the Dolphins ever. And then even when like Ted Ginn Jr. went to like the Saints and anywhere else he went, he was like semi-productive because no one, the expectations were so much lower. I remember exactly where I was and exactly how it went down, and I get reminded of it all of the time. And Patrick Willis, even though his career was cut short for his in his own smart way, he's probably still a Hall of Famer because he was that darn good at linebacker. Could you imagine him and Zach Thomas for a few years? God, still bugs me. Still bugs me to this day with Jason Taylor and everybody. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, there's those moments. I mean, recently for me, it was the Steelers drafting Terrell Edmonds, and Lamar Jackson was still on the board, you know, and Terrell Edmonds has probably played better than I thought he would. His first year, he was kind of rough, but safeties are usually rough year one anyway. But that one, just as far as, you know, drafting a player and not knowing about it. And by the way, the Welsh was the one that told me that Bettis got traded to the Steelers on draft day. Oh, wow. And I think it was 96 or 97. I can't remember what year it was, but you know, obviously he spent a little time with the Rams and then got traded to Pittsburgh on draft day. And he was like, no, the Steelers traded for Bettis. I'm like, no, they didn't. When did they do that? He said today, the draft is on. They did it before the draft started. I was like, really? And I didn't know it. I mean, I was, you know, no internet back then, 96, 97 in that range, but yeah, Welsh was the one that told me that, you know, whatever, almost 30 years ago at this point. But I mean, my favorite draft moment, and, you know, I don't think it's going to be surprising to anybody, but I'm a Steelers fan, and watching Ryan Shazier walk out to the podium the year after he had the spinal injury. Awesome. That was pretty awesome. So that, and, you know, look, I like the booing of Goodell. You know what I mean?
Always great.
I love the booing. Phenomenal. Of Goodell. I love seeing the tears run down these guys that are giant monsters faces because they're so happy. The CeeDee Lamb bit where he snapped his phone up from his girlfriend last year, that was hilarious too.
That was amazing. Like, dude, get the right burner phone, figure it out, buddy. Like, who was it Irvin that was giving him tips, or who was it? Like,
it was Steve Harvey during the award show.
That was good. And then was it, this shows how much I remember. I know you'll know the answer. Was it the fans that were yelling and complaining? It was when Donovan McNabb, the Eagles fans, when they drive to McNabb, how furious they were.
They booed the holy S out of him.
He remembers that. Like, he talks about that still. Like, every pre-draft interview he's on any show, it's still very crisp in the front of his brain.
This podcast I used to listen to, they used to make cartoons, and they made one of the Eagles draft class, and it was the Eagles draft a carpenter from Jerusalem, Jesus Christ, and the Philly fans boo. You know, just they'll boo anybody. So that was funny. I mean, you know, Philly fans are not usually happy.
They booed Santa Claus. It's like the joke, but it's the truth. It's like, if you're booing Santa Claus, like, dude, really, it's pretty bad.
Do you know the Philly fan that like yells on YouTube all the time? Have you ever seen his clips?
I think I've avoided that for most of my life.
Okay. Well, he got in some serious trouble.
That doesn't surprise me. Philadelphia people. Doesn't surprise me at all.
not all of them are as bad as this guy. I mean, it's
question for you, though. Since it started to go to different venues now, are you a fan of that, or do you miss just straight up Radio City Music Hall?
No, I'm a fan of it moving. I think it deserves to move. Like, Radio Music City Hall is great. You know, as Jubal Cabrera pitching the ninth for the Diamondbacks. That's how you know it's good.
That's like the seventh, like sixth or seventh position player on Wednesday alone.
I know, because didn't Rizzo struck out Freeman, right?
So. Like, Rizzo, and then Sogard came in later, and there's other guys pitching in earlier games. That's baseball in 2021.
Sorry about the live updates on this four-day-old Diamondbacks game, guys. I apologize. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's great that it's moving around. You know, I mean, it's something that should. You know, I know New York is the media market and the number one in the country and everything, but, you know, you have teams, like, I thought – my favorite one so far has been Nashville. When they had it in Nashville in the open air and everything, I thought that was great.
That was awesome.
I thought the one in Indy was great. You know, I like that it's moving. I think it's a really smart move.
See, I'm biased because I like what McAfee does, but what he did in Tennessee, his press, like how he talked about it, that was one of the best things ever, because he totally just trolled the snot out of all the fans there. It was so good. Oh, see that, right. And that's why I like the venues like that. Cause like this year you guys are in Cleveland. Like, come on now.
Yeah. Yeah. The Cleveland fans, you know, it's not going to be a fun day for Pittsburgh. That's for sure. So, you know, and as soon as they announce Pittsburgh Steelers are on the clock, you're going to hear them just rain down boos. So, That there's going to be a lot of that stuff. But it's already happened, by the way, as you're listening to this. It was amazing, wasn't it? And I didn't get upset at all or overreact on any live stream. So
how do you like Trey Lance as a Pittsburgh Steeler?
Oh, man. No, that would. Oh, are you kidding me?
You guys didn't know you traded up to the sixth pick with the Dolphins?
And gave us I forgot about that. Picks? Yeah. That's I guess you have our first round picks for the next 10 years or something to move
exactly.
up that,
the Patriots way
that high. But how about some of these draft moments? Because I mean, a lot of these I remember. Some of them are obviously too old. This is an article from the Sporting News from last year, 3/25/20. So there's a lot of these. I didn't know some of these. The CFL has drafted dead players twice.
That's pretty bad. That's like the friend of your fantasy draft that drafts like Roger Clemens,
right?
Stuff like that, and they're not joking either. So yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So this was what year was this? 95. So it's not, I mean, I guess if you're gonna give it a pass at all, I mean, I would expect more in the 40s or 50s, you know what I mean? You know, maybe even the 60s, like, you know, because you see those old draft pictures of Pete Rozelle, and there's like an ashtray up on the podium, you know what I mean, smoking a cigarette and announcing picks in between drags and stuff. But you know, the 95, 96. I mean, no wonder there's a thick book on all of these guys now for every team, right?
Yep. They're like, we make fun of some of the questions they get asked, but I think we're starting to find out why. It's like in all the tests, is there like a condition we don't know about that you might die by draft day? So we don't make the decision and draft you not knowing you're already like 6 feet under, just stuff like that. I don't know. It's crazy. I still don't understand even in 95 how they figured that out. Is Canada's dial up that much slower to figure out that someone died? Like, I know they got to go through snow and stuff and it's only sunny like 12 days a year, but come on.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy. I mean, I think we looked at this list a little bit beforehand. I think the craziest one to me was that a fullback from Syracuse named Norm Michael found out he was drafted in the 1944 NFL draft. He found out about it in 1999.
Yep.
55 years later. That
he
is
was in the
ridiculous.
He was in the army and the Bills or whatever didn't even know he was in the military, so they couldn't get a hold of him and they just forgot about him.
Yeah. That speaking of booing, that was the Eagles. So
there you go. Makes sense. It all comes full circle.
Right. No wonder they're upset. They're drafting guys that don't even show up after they get drafted.
But like the key part there is you said 18th round. Could you imagine doing your live stream for 18 rounds, Bogman?
No, I wouldn't do it. That's too much. So I remember last year
you burned out by day three.
The Saturday. You're seeing the guys on TV are burnout, right? Yeah. They're playing the same clips. And my favorite used to be when they would hit up Mayock and talk about they would talk about, you know, the all right, let's see this guy or whoever. There's a clip, Bub. This is my favorite thing in the world. This was, oh God, I can't remember where they were for this draft. I think it was the one in Philly, which by the way, Philly was like zero arrests during the NFL draft weekend. Can you guys believe that? And I said, no, I don't believe it.
Because all the cops are at the venue, so they didn't get to see everything else going on in town.
Right. Which means whenever there was a fight broke out or something, they put them in a holding cell and then let them go. But anyway, there was they let a monkey make a pick for the Colts or something from the Indianapolis Zoo. And this lady looked, who was handling the monkeys or whatever, looked so miserable. She wanted no part of this at all. And Mayock was so mad that they were doing this stuff. It was unbelievable. But we're running out of time here, Bubba. We got to go to break. When we come back, the last 3 minutes, we'll wrap up a couple more of these interesting draft quirks.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Welcome
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends
in this league.
In the dark.
Welcome back, everybody. You guys hear Endless Love. You know what that means. It is the end of the three-hour tour of In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. Like I said before, please follow us on Twitter, at Bogman Sports, at Is It The Welsh, at BDentrick on the Twitter. And follow, please check out our Patreon, patreon.com/ITL Army, just a way to support In This League. Plus, you get some perks. Check it out if you would. But, Bubba, there's so many of these crazy draft moments. I mean, some that happened way before us, but we're around for some of these, like the Laramie Tunsil gas Amazing. Mask incident was yes. crazy. Obviously, that paid off really well for your Dolphins because they drafted him and then traded him for the next 15 years worth of picks from the Houston Texans.
Thanks, Bill O'Brien.
Yep. Yeah. That's why he's OC at Alabama now and no longer a head coach in the NFL. We had the Vikings get their picks skipped.
That's embarrassing. That's and so bad.
The timer ran out in the, I think it's it was the
seventh
the second
overall
round.
Pick. Seventh
oh, was
overall.
Seventh
pick?
Overall. Are you
That's
serious?
What it says in the article. Seventh overall pick.
And that was when I think they're doing 10 minutes per pick now, and it used to be like 15 minutes per pick.
Yeah, they had a lot of times. So basically, I think they were trying to make a trade, and someone screwed them over, and then the Raiders just whoop, or the Ravens just walked on in.
Yeah, because I think they took Michael Orr, and that might have not have been the Michael Orr draft. Bryant McKinney was involved there.
Yeah, 15-minute time limit.
Terrell Suggs, that's who.
Seventh overall pick in 2003.
Oh, man, that was brutal. The Ricky Williams trade where the Saints literally gave up their entire draft to Washington to move up to take Ricky Williams was crazy. I mean, Ricky Williams was a stud. He won the Heisman and everything. But, you know, come on. I like this one. And I didn't realize this before reading this article, but the Browns, there was Jordan Cameron and Cameron Jordan were in the same draft class. Cameron Jordan was a tight end or was a defensive end for the Saints. Jordan Cameron was a tight end for the Browns when this happened. And by the way, these guys were both on the league on FX when that show was on. Nice. But the Browns called Cameron Jordan when they drafted Jordan Cameron to tell him he was getting drafted. So
and
that was
someone got fired.
Yeah. Someone should have got drafted or should have got fired. And then there's, you know, Washington, George Allen traded the same pick twice. The Falcons drafted the real actor John Wayne in the 17th round. There's all kinds of craziness, but we got to go. We will see you guys next week. Take it easy, everybody.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.